Come September 2014, the festival will be under new artistic guidance. Mandy Greenfield will take over for Jenny Gersten, who has been at the helm since 2010. Greenfield is currently the artistic producer of the Manhattan Theater Club, where she has been since 2003. She says she hopes to make it to Williamstown this summer, a place she's been to many times as a tourist, fan, and ticket buyer.
What can we do in the beauty, comfort, and professionally sound atmosphere of the Williamstown Theater Festival that we can't do elsewhere in the American theater? Those are questions I'm extremely excited to get inside of, to tackle, to answer, and to answer with people who have the same sort of artistic priorities and cultural hopes and an investment in the place that I do.
Matt Harris chairs the festival's board of trustees. He says Greenfield was his first and only call when Gersten announced she was going to be leaving in January. The two had gotten to know each other during the search process to fill the position Gersten ended up receiving 3 years ago.
Mandy is a really celebrated New York City producer at the Manhattan Theater Club, and she's done a great job there. She's been recognized as such. So convincing her to take this job in the Berkshires, as I said, was far from a sure thing. And I think, you know, for her, though, the appeal of having a platform where she could be the leader, she could set the agenda. And I think the 60 years of tradition we have at Williamstown gave her the confidence that it was a strong enough and robust enough platform for her to execute her vision.
Harris says Greenfield offers the rare combination of a creative mind coupled with executive leadership skills to lead the festival toward a thriving theatrical and financial future.
Mandy brings a set of ideas that we think empower us and indeed redefine us for our next 60 years. So we expect a great deal from her, not just in terms of putting on great theater, but in terms of bringing great ideas to the table that help us think about what it means to be a theater company in 2013, 2014, and beyond.
In her role at the Manhattan Theater Club, Greenfield has been responsible for programming two off-Broadway theaters while collaborating on programming for the club's permanent Broadway home, the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. While her new title will be director, she insists she will remain a producer in her work.
It's ultimately about asking the best of artists and really asking them to make their experience at Williamstown Theater Festival count. Because if it counts for them, it'll count for the audience, and that's ultimately what I think we're all after.
Before taking on her new role as executive director of Friends of the High Line in New York City, Gersten will announce the 2014 season lineup in January, which she has programmed. Harris says Gersten's crafting of the festival's 60th season will be a crescendo of the work she has done over the past 3 years, during which she moved multiple shows directly to Broadway.
You come to this town of 6,000 people and you see theater that will go on to delight a city of 6 million months later. That's kind of one of the promises of Williamstown, and Jenny was able to bring that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.